Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Well, welcome everyone to Book Lights. This is your guest host, Sheila English. Deborah couldn't make it today. She's a little under the weather, but she's hoping that she'll make it next week. And she's missing out, and I know she feels that because we have here with us Susanna Sandlin. I'll tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to launch right into this. We've got 15 minutes and probably about an hour's worth of talk that I wish we could have. So Susanna Sandlin, she's the author of the multiple award-winning Penton Vampire Legacy Paranormal Romance series. That includes Redemption, Absolution, Omega, and Allegiance, the standalone paranormal romance Storm Force, and the collector's romantic thriller duology that's Lovely, Dark, and Deep, and Deadly, Calm, and Cold. And she is the author of a short paranormal story, Chenoir. Susanna's new suspense series, which is what we're going to be talking about today, is the series is Wilds of the Bayou, which began, with the April 5th release of Wild Man's Curse, which is available in print, digital, and audio. Susanna, thank you so much for joining me tonight on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, I want to just launch in this because you and I already had this talk before we started. We've only got 15 minutes, and I have a million questions, so we'll see how much of that million we fit into 15 minutes. What took you to the wilds of the bayou? Like, where were you when the story idea for Wild Man's Curse came to you?
Well, it's hard to point 1 minute out or 1 second, kind of aha moment for a series, but I guess if I had to pick one, it was last summer for the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. I'd been watching a lot of the coverage because I'd been living in New Orleans for about 12 years when Katrina hit, and so I was watching the coverage of the 10th anniversary, and it occurred to me that while the governor and the president were still arguing about who had jurisdiction and nobody was coming in to help, the Louisiana Office of Wildlife and Fisheries had brought in boats, and they were pulling people out. So I got curious about Wildlife and Fisheries Department, started researching them, and found out that their enforcement agents are really fascinating. So they have to do almost paramilitary-style training. It's not kind of the warm, fuzzy game warden that you think about because they work in such harsh conditions in South Louisiana particularly. So once I decided I wanted to write a story about wildlife and fisheries officers, then I started looking for the harshest place for them to work, and that would be Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, which is about in the south central part of the state, and more than half of it's water. Then you got the Cajun culture, the voodoo culture. There's a big Native American population. It's just a great setting for a suspense series. So that's kind of what got me started.
Now, and bayous can be scary places. What are the scary things in your Wilds of the Bayou series?
Well, the scariest places, the scariest things turn out to be people. If you think about it, there's a lot of hunting and fishing in Louisiana. They call themselves the sportsman's paradise. So almost everybody that these agents come across are armed. So that, in the book, it's the people who are the scariest things. For me personally, it would probably be Nutria, which are these giant swamp rats that have orange teeth. They're just as gross and scary as they sound. I would rather meet up with an alligator than a Nutria, because gators are lazy, and they'll kind of leave you alone as long as you leave them alone.
Now, is there anything from the real world in this book? How much of the book is realistic and how much is fiction? And, how long have you been researching for this book? Just talk a little bit about the research.
Well, I lived in Louisiana for almost 15 years, so I'm very familiar with the culture. and traveled around the state a good bit while I lived there. I have in-laws that live in the river parishes and out toward Terrebonne Parish. So I had some firsthand knowledge of the area. I had some friends that went out in boats and took pictures. So the characters are fictional. The plot is fictional, the murder mystery. But the place is real. The roads they go to, the businesses they go to, the food they eat, the culture, it's all as real as I could make it. And I even worked with a former Louisiana law enforcement officer to make sure I had the law enforcement part of it right. And I actually had a lot of it wrong. So he corrected me, and I learned things like that police officers never use the term assault rifle, and that they use their cell phones now instead of their radios because all the criminals are monitoring the radio stations. So I would say a lot of it's real. A lot of it's very real.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I never really thought about that. You're right.
I hadn't either. I had
monitored.
Yeah, I had all my officers talking on their radios, and the guy was like, no, they would never say that on the radio. So
interesting. Now, tell us about your new series. What excites you the most about it?
Well, I get to combine a lot of the things that I'm passionate about. I love Louisiana. I'm not living there now. I moved back to my native Alabama for family reasons. But I love the French influence from having lived in New Orleans for so long. The Cajun culture, the food, the music. The people are just warm-hearted, friendly, outgoing, somewhat eccentric people. And I wanted the reader to be able to love those things the way I love them. So my goal is if they walk away from this story, they've read a suspenseful, interesting story that's kept them maybe staying up too late at night trying to finish it. But I also want to have them feel as if they've just come out of the bayou country. And being able to maybe introduce them to the wildlife and fisheries agents' life is the things that I'm most interested in.
Now, can you go ahead and just kind of give us a synopsis of Wild Man's Curse?
Sure. We have, as I said, it's set in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, which is like down at the bottom of the world. It's mostly water. And it follows a team of enforcement agents for wildlife and fisheries. In this particular book, an enforcement agent finds an elderly woman who's known as a voodoo practitioner who's been murdered. And he kind of gets pulled into the murder investigation because he sees the killer leaving the woman's cabin, and it looks just like a brother that he thought he killed 3 years earlier in a drug raid. So we've got, you know, maybe not, his brother killing this older woman who's very poor and they can't figure out why he's after her. Then he starts chasing her great niece, who is her only heir. So it's kind of a family curse that keeps on going, and the agent gets pulled right in the middle of it, trying to protect the great niece from who he thinks may be his brother come back to life. It's not paranormal, but if you're going to talk about voodoo in South Louisiana, you're always going to have that little bit of element in it.
You know, that's funny that you said, because that was going to be my next question, because I know, you know, a lot of our listeners read just a lot of different genres, and I know a lot of the books that are set in New Orleans are paranormal, but this is actually an actual thriller, correct?
Exactly. It's I would call it suspense. There is a romantic subplot, but the murder mystery really is the, and the suspense part of it is really the key of the book, I think. It also pulls a lot of Native American mysticism into it. One of the things I did not realize about Terrebonne Parish is that there are upwards of 10 or 12 Native American tribes who are still living on indigenous lands in that parish. So that culture is very much an influence in the book as well.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that. So tell me, who are you reading that you might be able to kind of compare your work to? You know, just so people get an idea of kind of the flavor of your books.
Oh, I don't even know how to answer that because I tend to read a lot of nonfiction. And I've been reading a lot about alligators, for example. I've read a lot about, been reading a lot about the Ile de Jean Charles Indians, the Chitimacha tribe of South Louisiana, who are probably going to be in one of the next books. If anyone's seen the film Beasts of the Southern Wild, it is about that area, and it's filmed in that area. But they're about to become the country's first environmental refugees. The government has offered the people of Ile de Jean Charles like $48 million to relocate because they don't feel they can afford to include them in a levee system, and their land is seeking into the Gulf of Mexico. So I've been doing a lot of reading on that as research for a future book.
Oh, that is, yeah, that's really interesting. Now tell me, where can readers find you? Like, do you have any upcoming events or appearances?
It's a little far down the road, but I will be at the Authors After Dark convention, which is going to be in Savannah, Georgia, the first week of August. And I don't know when the second book in the series is supposed to come out, but it might be pretty close to coming out by then. And I have a couple of appearances in the fall in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa and surrounding places in Alabama, and possibly the Louisiana Book Festival, which is also in October. And I'm everywhere online, so you can find me.
So you're on Facebook, are you on Goodreads? Tell us a little bit, what is your, what's your website? Where can people find you?
They can, actually I write also under my real name, which is Suzanne Johnson. And so my website is SuzanneJohnsonAuthor.com, and I write about both the books that I write as Suzanne and as Susanna. At Suzanne, I write urban fantasy that's set in New Orleans. I have a series called Sentinels of New Orleans, and so I do both books, both author names on that website. I'm also on Facebook at both Suzanne Johnson and Susanna Sandlin, and on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. And so far, that's kind of where I've limited it. So,
all right. And then your books are probably on Goodreads as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely on Goodreads.
And, you know, we're getting down to 90 seconds, and I do want to ask our listeners, If you're reading these books and you're loving these books, and I see your books have done so well under both names, just want to encourage everyone and remind everyone you can go on Goodreads and leave a review. We're really
Absolutely.
Trying to encourage people. Yes, that would be wonderful. If you love the book,
yes,
make sure that you put that up there and encourage people and share that information. And Susanna, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Just thanks for having me here, and I hope people can check out the Bayou.
Well, definitely, I am very interested. We talked about it before the show started. I had gone to New Orleans during RT. It was my first time there, and I just, the culture is rich. It is unique. It is different. I think any books that are written there, I'm all for it. So, Susanna, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us. We'll have a podcast up and give you some links so it's easy to find her. We'll be at readersentertainment.com.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.